One thing that caught my eye here this morning quickly is diagnoses of gambling disorders on the rise in states that have legalized sports betting. Gambling disorders are a recognized mental health condition in which patients often cannot stop gambling despite the growing distress and harm they experience. According to a new study by private firm Epic Research, diagnoses rose more than 60% since 2018, with the biggest increase among young men. However, Epic Research also found a decline in diagnoses in the 11 states that did not legalize sports betting, with cases dropping by about 30% from 2018 to March of 2026. Sports betting has exploded across the country following a landmark Supreme Court ruling that paved the way for states to legalize online sports books. This day in history, it's day number 180 on the year, June 29th. On this day in 2002... remembering this. Yeah, not a regular song on WWIB, but singer Rosemary Clooney in 2002, dying in Beverly Hills at the age of 74. Also on this day in 2003, the first lady of cinema, legendary screen actress Katharine Hepburn, died at her home in Connecticut at the age of 96.
She's 23 years old, and the way she is just exactly the way we brought her up to be.
Hepburn received four Academy Awards, four, count them, for Best Actress throughout her career, which spanned six decades and included films such as Morning Glory, Adam's Rib, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and On Golden Pond. And finally, our morning devotion. From Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, today on June 29th, titled True Friends Lower Us Down Through the Roof Rather Than Waiting for Permission. Mark 2, 4, and 5 says, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Goff says, once Jesus was teaching a crowd of people, a bunch of religious leaders from all over the region. As he taught, a group of men tried to approach him, carrying a paralyzed friend on a mat. They believed if they could just get him to Jesus, he'd be healed. The crowd was too big for them to get in. The line for this crib stretched around the block. So they created a new entrance. They climbed up onto the roof and lowered him down through the tiles. Goff says, I've always wondered what all the scraping and commotion would sound like to the people inside. I also wonder how far these men carried the guy. How far are you willing to carry a friend on a stretcher? These friends lowered him right to the feet of Jesus, and the Bible says when Jesus saw the faith of the man's friends, he forgave and healed the man. Isn't that amazing? It wasn't even the man's faith that moved Jesus to heal him. The faith of his friends was enough. They didn't wait for a more convenient time, and they didn't wait until the guy on the stretcher got all the theology right. Goff says, we need friends to have the faith we can't muster up on our own. We don't need theology cops making sure we can recite the creed correctly. We need people willing to be Jesus in our lives. We need friends who will hope things for us. We're too discouraged to dream for ourselves. We need people who will lower us down through the roof rather than waiting for permission. Today's closing question, which of your friends will carry you to Jesus? Who will you carry?
Hi, this is Jan from Chippewa. And the highlight of my weekend was the church picnic yesterday. And it was wonderful. Lots of good food. So, anyway, have a great day and God bless you.
Hello, this is Mary from Alma Center, and we had a great weekend. Our daughter was up with her four children, so we had a lively household, and we went to Strawberry Fest in Alma Center, had a great time. They had a penny scramble that the kids had fun digging in the sawdust for coins, and my 10-year-old granddaughter won it. Trophy in the mini tractor pull, which was fun. And then yesterday was the strawberry parade, and we went down there in our rain ponchos and our umbrellas and enjoyed a nice parade in the pouring rain. It was a great weekend. Bye.
Good attitude, Mary. All right. Way to go. What was your highlight of the weekend? Let us know, like Mary did. 715-396-1670, WWIB. Halvo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show. Mine would have been playing Jenga for the very first time. That's a fun game.
I didn't know you had to play that.
I'd never played. Okay. It was kind of outsized, medium-sized. My former coworker, Al Bublitz, just turned 70, so that was fun. But it was supplanted by getting to read for the very first time a book to my future granddaughter, Rylan, and then taking her to the playground, that totally topped the weekend.
There you go. Fantastic. So I'd have to say we had a celebration with all of my family together on Saturday. And the more we grow up and the more the families grow and move in different places, getting everybody together in one place is difficult, right? Mm-hmm. So having everybody together was fantastic. Bonus highlight of the weekend for me, we found a clearance bubble blaster at the store on Sunday, and Teddy had just a fantastic time. And so it's just watching, right?
Oh, yeah.
So just watching his joy at blasting bubbles at everything and everyone. So highlights for the weekend. I want to take just a moment here to draw your attention to something pretty cool going on here on Mondays at our WWIB studios outside. In fact, it's the Neighbors Coffee and Outreach Trailer. So it's an outreach trailer by night, working with the unhoused, most of that in the homeless community in Eau Claire, as Liz and Raymond work together with volunteers as well to serve and meet the needs of the unhoused community and also to minister the love of Jesus Christ. Well, that needs funding, right? And how is it funded? It's funded by their coffee trailer, Neighbors Coffee Trailer, during the day. So they serve coffee and bakery. They're opening in just a few moments, actually, starting at 7:30 here at WWIB. Should be open till about noon. So stop on in and get some great coffee, great conversation. Find out more about what they do. I know that would be a huge encouragement to them to just have folks stopping by, not only to support, but also to ask questions. And I wanted to give you just a little bit more background. Raymond from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach here speaking about his calling to serve the unhoused after the Lord turned his life around.
I would have to say that I built into my heart by having been through it, you know, and like once I got saved and Christ started moving into like in changing me, because he, like, once you get to know him and you follow him, like he speaks to you, the Holy Spirit will change you and convict you of certain things you're doing. And in that process, I realized that like I've received something so graceful and merciful from the Lord that like, who am I to keep that to myself and not share it? Like, we're called in Matthew 20:19 says, go into all nations and share the gospel. And with that, I was like, well, how can I do that? What are some ways I could do that? And through that and through my wife already doing what we are doing, I realized that it, with the outreach, is a ministry. Like, I can share my testimony. These people, I don't know if I could say this on the radio, but I sold dope to these people. I did dope with these people. I was in prison with these people. They know me from that life. So if they can see what I'm doing now in my life through him, it's almost like I don't even have to, like, aggressively say, let me tell you about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can just represent him well, and they'll ask, or they know about who changed me and what did. That's where my heart is I want to share the gospel through the outreach, and I also want to provide to the people that I was next to against the wall in a tent, you know, drenched in rain and cold. And then Liz would come through during them days and provide, and somebody, another ministry would come by and provide, and it was a blessing to us, whether we displayed that gratitude or not. It was like we were grateful for just the little things. So, like, it's nice to be able to give back to the community that I was once a part of, because I'll never forget where I came from.
It's a powerful story. That just a portion of the conversation with Liz and Raymond from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach. Again, you can support their outreach by supporting that coffee trailer. Get yourself some coffee and bakery. They'll be here at WWIB, just opened up, and they will be here until about noon today, weather permitting. Here's Bob from Rice Lake.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. I got a couple events that were highlights of the weekend. My daughter, Faith, from Chicago, drove over to St. Paul to be with her sister, Cecily, who just had our first grandson, Daniel Robert. And we had a great time in the backyard swimming pool and just to be together as a family. And the second one was yesterday. We had a grad party in Barron for one of our youth kids, Sam Vogel, and we had it was great having a lot of church family there and just meeting his dad Mike's family, and a special shout out to Mike, who's an early WWIB listener in the morning, but just had a great weekend. So thank you for this opportunity. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Mike from La Crosse, and my highlight of the weekend was I started my new job at Dairy Queen in the chill area making blizzards, ice cream cones, and sundaes. And I really like the job, and it's fun. So God bless. Have a good day.
Two things from that. For one thing, thank you so much for sharing a highlight of your weekend, Mike. Also, the chill area is going to be a great place to be for the next 3 days.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, thank you. 715-396-1670. We love hearing your weekend highlights. It's going to be totally short, sweet. That's just fine. 715-396-1670. What was a highlight of your weekend?
Well, it's strawberry season. We've talked with Farmer John and told you about the Govan's berries and the various stands. Well, did you know there's such a thing as the strawberry moon? There is, and it peaks tonight.
The full strawberry moon will reach its peak tonight at 7:56 p.m. Eastern. So that's 6:56 here Central Time, just before 7 o'clock, the strawberry moon reaching its peak.
Yeah, named after the ripening of strawberries in June, this moon is rooted in Native American traditions with tribes such as the Algonquin and Sioux using the term.
Now, the moon's arc will be low and short, leading to a more amber appearance due to atmospheric effects as the sun remains high in the sky because, of course, you know, later nights here in the summer.
Yeah, still very light at that time before 7 o'clock. Other names for this moon include the Rose Moon, Blackberry Moon, and the Hot Moon.
All right. Strawberry Moon. It peaks tonight just before 7 o'clock. So enjoy that and get yourself some of those Govan strawberries. I hear the picking is still absolutely fantastic. But that changes pretty quickly as really hot weather comes in. So avail yourself of that for the 4th. Well, if you're in the area of WWIB, stop on by. You'll see the Big Black Neighbors Coffee Trailer outside serving coffee and bakery. They're here on Mondays. They'll be here till about noon today. Some great specials, including the Bye Bye, the Spangled, the Good Neighbored, the RWB, and Pink Drink. Find out more about what those are, but coffee and bakery with a purpose. So it's a coffee trailer by day, an outreach trailer by night. Liz and Raymond, husband-wife team, working with the unhoused right in Eau Claire. And I think many of us, I know I am certainly one of them, did not realize quite the scope of this need. And so again, what they do during the day, that coffee trailer, those purchases fund the outreach they have by night. And we sat down with them, chatted a little bit more, and would like to share just a little bit with you here. It's a minute. Liz from Neighbors Coffee Outreach sharing about the scale of the need, again, among our unhoused neighbors right here in the Eau Claire area.
Downtown Eau Claire is definitely the hub and definitely where people gather the most. That's where the most resources are. It's the only shelter in, I believe, at least a 100-mile radius that offers overnight sheltering. So people kind of gather in that area to see if they can get a bed. There's only 54 or 58 beds available, and we estimate that we serve between 100 and 200 people on a regular night. So there's certainly not enough beds. We aim to support the people who do not get a bed to provide them with the supplies that they need to make it through the night. So we usually do start in Eau Claire. We check that area, and then we go to parking ramps, parks, caves, all the different places that people may be, and make sure that they're able to get through. But we're also certainly happy to help wherever there might be a need.
Again, Neighbors Coffee and Outreach and the Neighbors Coffee Trailer parked outside WWIB here in Halley. If you want to stop by, support, but just find out more about what they're doing, and you can find them online as well, Neighbors Coffee and Outreach.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb. You know, everyday Americans reach for familiar products and services that have quietly earned our confidence over the years of, well, with their consistent performance.
Yes, so we have a 2026 Most Trusted Brands Report. We're only partway through 2026, so I suppose these folks still have time to screw it up. But
yeah,
for right now, these are the most trusted brands.
All right, so from 10 to 1, there's a tie for number 9 between Hershey's and Kleenex.
And here's the thing. You know Kleenex is a trusted brand when you say, hey, can you grab me a Kleenex?
I know it.
It's not a tissue. It's a Kleenex.
That is powerful.
Number 8, most trusted brands in America, because again, 9 and 10 were tied between Hershey's and Kleenex. UPS.
Yeah. I always think of my friend Tom Geary from Freedom Flag and Pole, longtime UPS driver. Number 7 is Heinz Ketchup.
All right. Apparently, that's what we're reaching for at those barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
The Weather Channel is number 6.
Wow.
I don't mean to laugh. I just feel like meteorology and forecasts are just so hit and miss at times. But apparently, we really trust the Weather Channel.
They are the only broadcasters on this list, I will note. Okay. Tied at number 4 is Dove and PayPal.
All right. I use PayPal, and I'm sure I've used Dove soap at times. 10 most trusted brands in America. We are to the top 3. Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I should just leave that without comment. I use it all the time. Use it all the time. You probably do too. Google, number three most trusted brands in America.
DuckDuckGo is over here waving their hands, I guess. Number two is Band-Aid.
Stuck on Band-Aid brand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then number one most trusted brand in America. What in the world could the product be? What do we trust the most? Guess those little duckies have something to do with it. It's Dawn dish soap.
Huh.
There you go. Wouldn't have thought a dish soap brand, but I guess it's kind of innocuous where it's like, it's
right.
dish soap.
You just trust it.
Yeah. Dawn dish soap, most trusted brands in America. Well, we've been encouraging you to come check out the Neighbor's Coffee Trailer, serving coffee and bakery parked right outside WWIB here until about 9 p.m. Excuse me, until about noon today, I should say. And some great specials that they have, including the Good Neighbor. It's caramel and a toffee iced latte with salted caramel toffee drizz. Or if you're looking for a little bit more of a pick-me-up, the RWB. It's a white Monster Ultra, blue raspberry, and red strawberry drizz. You get that RWB, red, white, and blue, all sorts of 4th of July specials. So what is Neighbors? Neighbors Coffee Trailer, coffee and outreach. Want to give you just a little bit of a background here. So they're parked here at WWIB on Mondays. They're a coffee trailer by day, serving great coffee drinks and bakery. But also by night, what they are doing is serving the unhoused community right here in the Eau Claire area. And so funding that comes from the coffee trailer. Your purchases go right into the outreach they have at night. And so we sat down with them about a week ago, and Liz and Raymond, husband-wife team from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach, Raymond told us on a little bit more about what he wishes people knew about the unhoused community.
I would say one of the main things that us as Neighbors Outreach, period, would like people to know is that it's not just about get a job. It's not that simple. You can't just, there's a lot of one-on-one relationship building for your people to even trust you to even want to hear about how to go about get a job, because they get so much of that already from the society is get a job or you bum and this, all that negativity that social, you know, the secular world and the social world can throw at people in the unhoused community. There's a lot of aspects of addiction, mental illness, trauma, abuse, trauma, family relations, just so many aspects that people don't understand that just don't get fixed overnight. So the main thing is encourage the community to get involved with activities outdoors, community activities with the unhoused community, and get to know them and love them and treat them just like you would your son or daughter or neighbor or whatever, and grow so we can build that relationship to where they trust us so we can lead them on how to get a job or where to look for a job or what other like mental health counseling they can get or recovery counseling, get more people involved to shepherd the lost, you know, like shepherd the people to love and to a new life.
Raymond and Liz, Neighbors Coffee and Outreach. Find out more. Get some coffee. Get some bakery. Today until noon here at our WWIB studios in Halley.
Well, the 4th of July is Saturday. America turning 250 years old. A lot of people celebrate with fireworks. And so we've got some fireworks facts for you.
We do indeed.
The earliest firecrackers were probably bamboo thrown into fires whose air pockets popped. Gunpowder-filled bamboo came later after gunpowder was developed.
Interesting. Fireworks factoids here. Captain John Smith is often said to have set off one of the first recorded fireworks displays in America at Jamestown in 1608.
There you go. That didn't make the history books. Bright, modern, colored fireworks using metal salts became common in the 1830s.
So those have been around for a while. Some sparklers can burn at around 2,000 degrees or hotter, comparable to extreme industrial heat sources.
Yeah.
And those are the ones we give the small children.
I know. Hey, most firework injuries happen in the yards and driveways of family homes. So even when you're there, be careful.
They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. Just be smart. Use common sense. You should be just fine. Fireworks factoids here in the WIB Wake Up Show. The Guinness World Record for the largest single firework display involved 810,904 fireworks. Over 800,000 fireworks. It was achieved on January 1st, New Year's Day, 2016, 10 years ago.
Wow, I wonder if they'll try to break that record this 4th of July. Blue is notoriously the hardest firework color for chemists to create because the copper compounds needed for blue light are unstable at high temperatures.
I did not realize that.
Me either.
Firework factoids here, a few more. China produces roughly 90% or more of the fireworks that are used around the world.
There you go. Another one. The United States imports and uses hundreds of millions of pounds of fireworks every year, with backyard consumer fireworks making up the vast majority of that weight.
That makes sense. And finally, Walt Disney World is often reported to be among the world's largest fireworks and pyrotechnics consumers. They put on frequent nighttime spectaculars.
I remember the fireworks show at Disney when we were there many years ago. If you're looking to get some fireworks, we want to steer you toward Maximum Load Fireworks in Arcadia. They even have a petting zoo.
I know. It's super cool. My family's been there, and again, 30 to 50% savings off the competition. Don't go to the tents. Go to a great local business like Maximum Load Fireworks. Let them know you heard about them here on WWIB, and you appreciate their support of Christian Radio. You'll save money, and again, the selection is fantastic. It's only the good stuff. A Maximum Load Fireworks in Arcadia.